All right, ladies and gentlemen, fellow decoder around the world, wherever you may be, my name is Logan, your tour guide, and this is Decode Your Reality, and today we're going to be breaking down and decoding the Great Dragon. Great Dragon Decoded. This time we're doing a little bit of a different format. We're going vertical. Let me know how you like this style over the horizontal. In the bottom right-hand side of your screen, you will have to click on the little square, which will expand it to full screen vertical. So here are the methodologies for what I'm going to be utilizing to break this stuff down. So if you're somebody who wants to learn how to decoding, it's really simple, actually. You get all the tools that you want to use to decode from, and you're just going to simply connect the dots. That's all you're going to do. So I have them numbered. These are not in any particular order. You don't have to start with numerology. But the science of numbers, numerology is the starting point, which numerology equals 43. And then you go to position number 2, and you have the 43rd card in the cards of illumination, the 4 of spades. The 4 of spades converts into the tarot. And now we have the 54th card in the deck. This is tied to Zeus. And then we convert the 54 into the periodic table. And now we have Xenon, the stranger in my head, if you've been paying attention. And then we're going to be using some mathematics. We're going to be bringing in the golden ratio for this presentation. So there you go. These are the methodologies. I'm going to show you how to properly synchronize these. And this is going to blow your mind, completely blow your mind, folks, especially at the end. Wow, how I got this information. So let's jump into this presentation, ladies and gentlemen. This is what started it for me. I just made this today. Now, I found this a while ago. I just haven't made a decode out of it. What you're looking at is what's called the Rhine River. It starts here in Switzerland, and it runs all the way through Germany, up into the Netherlands, and dumps into the North Sea. And upon looking at it years ago, this is how long I found it, what do you see there, folks? What is it that river looks like? Well, let me do an overlay here for you. How about now? What does that look like to you? Does that kind of look like a dragon? Does that not look like a dragon? I think it totally does. Now, I'm going to support that because you know how I roll. I'm going to support that this is a dragon and this is how scripted our reality is. The crazy scripted reality this is. The Rhine River. Okay? The Rhine River. So, at the bottom of your screen, we have the word dragon. Now, I'm using the New Testament. Where this came from, really. Now, I know dragon's been around for a long time. I'm using it because, and you'll see why I'm using the Greek. The ancient Greek, New Testament, we're now getting into the great dragon was hurled down. John 8:44. And I'm going to show you that towards the latter part of this decode. So the dragon in the Greek, in the full ancient Greek, is a number 75. And what we do is we just connect the dots. So from the 75, I can go to Hebrew gematria, the full Hebrew gematria, where this whole practice came from. And we can tie Isaiah 14 verses 12. And that scripture is the only scripture of its kind mentioning Halel or hell, which a lot of people converted into Lucifer. The light bringer. Lucifer tied to the dragon, of course, through the context in the story. So we have a connection between ancient Greek and the Hebrew and Aramaic in the Old Testament. We have the New Testament connected with the New Testament. Okay? Now we're going to continue to go here to support this and why this Rhine River is tied to the dragon. So what we're going to do is we're going to bring chemistry into this now. So we go from numerology to alchemy, chemistry. we're made up of a lot of these elements, and they're clues, they're bridges. They tell us a lot about how our reality works. And folks, this is where it gets, to me, it gets funny, because this element called rhenium comes from the Rhine River. Think about what I'm showing you here. This element, which has the second highest melting point, has 75 protons matching Halil, hell, which is tied to Lucifer, and dragon, which is tied to Lucifer. And it's tied to the Rhine River, which looks a lot like a dragon. Coincidence? Absolutely mind-blowing, if you ask me. But wait, there's more. Of course. Let's continue to go. When you do the numerology of rhenium, the element's name, it gives you the number 28, which is just insanely crazy, because so is Lucifer. Like a wow factor here, folks. 28, 28. So we have a very strong connection between the Rhine River and that dragon shape that it makes, rhenium, which is named after the Rhine River, and we have dragon in the New Testament and Lucifer in the Old Testament, all tied together, bridging that with rhenium. Insane connections. Insane connections. What about the 28? Rhenium in 28, Lucifer 28. The word architect equals 28. 28's the second perfect number in mathematics. Well, we connect it to this element called nickel. And nickel is called devil's copper. It's called devil's copper. And we're talking about the great dragon getting hurled down. Nickel's tied to the sun as well. It absolutely is. This is why I've been saying for a long time, Lucifer's tied to the sun. That's why it's called the light bringer. And then we go to the Rhine River itself and how it was named. It was named from Rhenos or Rhenos. And that's a 22, which is interesting because so is dragon in 22. So you see the connections here, how uncanny they are. All found just from observing the overhead view of a river that runs from Switzerland all the way up into Amsterdam and dumps into the North Sea. That looks like a freaking dragon. So what does this mean? What does all this stuff mean? Well, the 22, where do we go with the 22? We connect it to chemistry again. Titanium. Now we have the story of the Titans. That's where this element came from. The Titans. Right, we go to the elements, we go to the periodic table, we go to titanium, and there it is. It's named from the sons and daughters of Greek mythology. How much mythology is it really? Is it more fag than mythology? Why would this be any different than theology? Why would mythology have any less of a bearing than theology? So if you don't think theology is a real thing, then would you consider mythology being a real thing? Or you just think that it's all just a big hoax? Well, now we have nature embedded into this. This 48 is tied to the great red spot of Jupiter, Zeus. 48 is tied to looking for love, if you've been paying attention. Spirit coming down, looking for love. 22 is the master builder number. The dragon tied to the river. So let's bring some mathematics into this. I'm going to start at the top and I'm going to use that dragon word in Greek. And it's 75. So I'm going to go 75 digits into the string of the golden ratio. And we're going to add them all up. Now, I want to make a notation here. There are two ways to look at these golden ratio digits, also the string of pi. One of them is not including the 1 point, and the other is including the 1 point. So 75 digits after the 1 point. And you get a total of 353. Look at what number is the 75th digit. The number 8. What is the number 8? DNA. It's the Taurus field. I'm going to come back to this. I hope I can come back and remember this. What's 353? It's the 71st prime number. And what is 71 in chemistry? Lutetium. What are those two first letters? Lu. as in what? Lucifer. You see how crazy scripted this is? Using mathematics tied with numerology, tied with mathematics and chemistry. What about the 71? Is that a prime number? Absolutely. It's the 20th prime number. And then it stops there because 20 is a composite number. So what's the 20th element on the periodic table? Calcium. What is calcium? It's in our bones and teeth. It's in our bones and teeth. So is this where our derived aspects are from? Is our origins from the dragon? The dragon blood. The great dragon got hurled down. Well, Jesus in the Bible says, your father is of the devil. The calcium is in our bones and teeth. The titans. The titans of the earth. This is going to, you can get into the Anunnaki. You can get into the Nephilim. All that is all here. Absolutely is all here. So, ladies and gentlemen, here's another methodology that you can use for your decoding skills. You take the total 75 and you want to use the playing cards now, right? Well, there's not 75 playing cards. There's only 52. So you take any number that's over 52 and you subtract the 52 total cards and you get an outcome. So 75 minus 52 gives you 23. And this is the 23rd card in the deck called the 10 of clubs. 10 is the binary system. 10 means the binary system. Are we stuck in the binary system? The bet, the beta. I say we are. What does this 10 of clubs convert to? The word blood. Because the 10 of clubs is the 23rd card in the deck. So now we have a connection between the great dragon being hurled down. We have a connection of the theology of Jesus saying you're of your father, the devil. And tied to the bloodline of that, through this methodology, tied to the Rhine River in Germany, and this 10 of clubs moves into the tarot to get the picture, and now we have the 10 of wands, card number 32. 32nd element on the periodic table is also a German element. Germanium. The 10 of wands is the 32nd card in the deck, and you get germanium here from Germany. Of course. This is the 32nd card in the deck, and what do you see here? You see someone having a lot of responsibility, indicating that when spirit comes down to play this game, it takes on a heavy toll, a heavy obligation, a lot of burdens. But there's subliminals in here, folks, tied to our blood. What is our blood? Our DNA. Where's the DNA here, folks? Do you see the DNA on this card? How about now? See that double helix? Oh, yeah. Here it is. It's right here. You can just follow my cursor and it makes that number 8. See the number 8 right there when I move my cursor? And I just go back up. Here, what's the 75th digit? The 8. So you mean to tell me 75 digits into the string of the golden ratio, the 75th digit after the 1 point is the 8, which is the Taurus field? And there's the number 8 right on that card, which is right there, the DNA, the double helix. DNA. Which is in our blood. See how amazing this is? This methodology? It's so amazing. It's bulletproof. I've been using this for a long time. It's just getting easier and easier, but it just becomes very clear that we live in a predestined scripted reality. So there's the DNA. And if we bring the card spreads into this, we bring the solar spreads, right? These cards are an oracle in themselves. We bring in solar spread 75. These cards move around pretty much every year up till 90. They only go up to 90 charts. This is chart 75. Now I'm going to locate that 10 of clubs since dragon is 75. And that 10 of clubs, where does it, what space does it sit in? The 32nd space, which is tied to the 32nd card. 32 is germanium, Germany. the Ten of Clubs. Absolutely mind-blowing, ladies and gentlemen. Game Master is 32 in numerology. I could go on and on with all this. So let's get to the tail end of this. This is kind of, you know, a big deal here. So we bring theology into this. And this is John chapter 8, verses 44. This is Jesus speaking now. This is the original Greek. So this is Johannes. And this is Jesus saying, "You are of your father, the devil." It doesn't say you are the father of the devil. You are of your father, the devil. Okay? And if you got a 145. In this 145, I can connect it right to Prometheus, because Prometheus, the 61st element, has that 145. Prometheus is the Titan who stole fire and gave it to humans. Prometheus is also known to mold men from clay. He is said to have made human beings. So that fits into the context of this. That he made human beings. And when you do the 145, the methodology, right? This is another methodology you can use. I'm showing you a few methodologies. Look, there's only 26 letters in the ancient Greek alphabet. 27 if you include on the additional piece of it. But 26 like the English. So all you have to do, if you get a total in the Greek, the ancient Greek, higher than the 26 letters, you just subtract the 26 letters like I did with the cards of illumination. And you got to do that 5 times to get below 26. 145, subtract 26 total letters of the alphabet 5 times, and you get to the number 15. How big of a clue is this? What's the 15th card in the tarot, folks? The devil. The devil, the damn devil, the boogeyman. Absolutely mind-blowing. The devil, right? And of course, this is phosphorus. If I go to the periodic table again, phosphorus. Phosphorus, okay? The light bringer, okay? What it says right here, the bringer of light, okay? Light slowed down into physical matter. You become a little devil down here. Your father is of the devil. You are of your father, the devil. Right? This is where all this stuff connects into. And then when you go look at the 15th letter in the Greek, it becomes Omicron. You remember that Omicron? You know what that was attached to, right? What was that attached to, folks? What variant had the Omicron attached to it? Which was tied to what? Our blood. Now, this is tied to the letter O, right? The Omicron. Now, to me, O is the universal donor blood type. I believe it is this very first blood type ever to be made for human beings. O is the first blood type. That's my opinion. And everything spun off from there. Were we just made in Germany? Maybe. Maybe. This 15th letter. The Omicron, the O. And it comes from this Phoenician, the O. And you can go have gangbusters with the origin of the Phoenician. And it comes from the Ayin in the Hebrew. And that's the I. The I. And to finish this up, ladies and gentlemen, I was working on this presentation and I decided to take a break and have some food. And I'm like, all right, I want some clues. I was looking for some clues. So I put on Amazon Prime. And I just happened to pick... Again, I didn't pick... Oh, I should take that back. I didn't pick this. I just decided to go to the show called X-Files. And of course, I'm like, oh, okay, well, let's see. The 15th card is the devil and it's Omicron. It's tied to our blood and your father, the devil. So I put on X-Files episode 15. So it'd have to be season 1. And what's in season 1, episode 15? A damn devil tattoo on the guy's arm. I mean, are you kidding me? I didn't pick this. And the episode was called Lazarus. And that's like rising from the dead, resurrection. Right? So now you have Christ energy in here. How do they get risen from the dead? Lazarus. And then this was a screenshot halfway into the episode. This was one of the main characters. And this episode, let me just go here to show you. This episode was on my birthday. It was released on my birthday, folks. How crazy is that? And the main guy is Christopher Allport, who was Agent Jack. Of course, it's Jack stuck in the box. And this is all about the transference of spirit. Right here it says, they come to believe that the injured man, this guy gets shot, has been possessed by the spirit of a dead bank robber. And then it goes into this guy right here, who is Christopher, who now has a different possession inside of him. And what is his birthday in the show? February 23rd. And what's the February 23rd card? Just the 28th card in the deck, which is tied to Lucifer. Rhenium. You go back here, which is what this whole thing started it. This was at the very end of it, after I took a break to eat. What's using my mind, folks? It's not me doing this. All found from nature, observing nature and the Rhine River, which is where this element gets its name from. So there you have it. The dragon, the great dragon got hurled down. Yeah, it's in the form of a river in Germany. So there you have it, folks. Complete. The new format, portrait style. Hope you liked it. Give me your feedback on that. Let me know what you saw. Maybe you saw something else. Maybe you want to check out this episode of The X-Files. But there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Great Dragon Decoded. That's all I got for today. My name is Logan for Decode Your Reality. Until next time, we will see you.